This is Back to Front Show, Episode 2, Domestic Violence.
Welcome to the Back to Front Show.
Back to Front.
With Back to Front discussion about current teen issues and the freshest R&B tunes around. Here's your host, Vic A.
Yeah, people, yeah, that's right. It's your girl Vicky here once again, you know, back to the Back to Front Show. And today we have a very special topic for you, and this topic is dedicated to the people in Africa and the Caribbean. However, people in Europe, US, Asia, and other parts of the world as well can also identify with this topic. But before I go on, here is a little song I want you to listen to. Welcome back still on the topic, domestic violence. That was Faith Child, by the way, with First Place, because I hope you enjoyed it, because I definitely did. Anyways, you see, domestic violence, or should I rather say violence, involves a stronger person beating up on the weaker person simply because they think they're stronger than them, or you think like they can do nothing to you. But let me tell you something, yeah. So even those people who are like being beaten up and people who are doing the beating up, look, if you don't want to get beaten up, yeah, be nice to people and show love. Even Jesus said, love your neighbor as you love yourself, innit? So you won't actually beat up yourself. So be nice to people, love people, and show them the kind of love Jesus loved us with, innit? You might be wondering why I didn't tell us to talk about this topic. You see, I have realized something that's very important, and that's the fact that so many people out there go through one way or another of domestic violence. And this is usually worse in the Caribbean and in Africa, which is why I said from the beginning that this topic is dedicated to them. I'm not saying that people in Europe or US or Asia don't go through domestic violence. It's just, it's worse in Africa and Caribbean. And I just don't understand why that is, but I hope this topic will show people out there why domestic violence should be extinct. I mean, I don't really understand, you know, like, the Bible says love your neighbor as yourself, you know, but I don't know why they're still violent, especially domestic violence, you know. I mean, loving your neighbor is like the very opposite of selfishness, you know, and that's like in the human nature. Like, when someone slaps you, obviously slap back. That's like a human reflex. But the Bible says, turn the right cheek, you know. So you need to forgive them, love them as Christ loved you. Even though you don't get nothing back, you don't, and they don't appreciate you, they don't care about what you do. But still, you need to obey the commands of God, you know, so that at the end of the day, your reward will be in heaven. And then he can say to you, well done, my good and faithful servant. So yeah, we need to, you know, love our neighbors. So they should, and your neighbor is not just the person that lives right next to you. Your neighbor is any other person that, aside from yourself. Could be someone you meet down the road. Could be anyone. It's like neighbors in the Bible. It's not. It's like anyone exactly that is not yourself. That's your neighbor that you need to show love to. You need to show them that Christ is in you, you know, let your life shine so that men can see the good works in your life, you know, and verify God. So there shouldn't be domestic violence. I don't understand why people beat up each other. Like, it doesn't make sense. The Bible says that now two have become one, you know, so why would you beat up yourself? Come on, tell me now. How does that make sense? You know, to be honest here, I really can't get my head around it, brother. I really don't understand, you know, why. I mean, why would you want to beat up someone else? Is it just because you, just simply because you're married to them, or simply because, you're dating them, or you're involved with them in some way? You want to beat them up. Why? Why then? I mean, God said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Let me just ask you this question, and just be honest with yourself, yeah? Be honest with yourself. Will you actually raise your hand up and beat yourself? Or will you jump into a fire? I mean, you want to prove yourself that you're strong, you're big, you're whatever. But listen, that is like God said, yeah, love your husband, love your wife, and he said, wife, submit to your husband. And now he's for you women out there, yeah, that think that, oh, he's so loving, he's so this, yeah, and you're gonna what do you call it, try to be the person who's the owner of the house. Are you mad? Like, for real? Why? Why would you want to do that? Like, the Bible says, submit to your husband. He clearly says, submit to your husband. So, there's no rubbing shoulders in the house. So, the man is the man of the house. The woman is supposed to submit to your husband, right? And that only happens when the men have done what they're supposed to do, which is, according to the Bible, is to love your wife. That is a command. Say, It says, men and husbands, love your wife. That is the command of God. And then after doing that, once you have loved your wife, obviously it comes naturally. The women who submit to you, seeing that you love them, you care for them like Jesus cares for his church. You see? So you need to like, when you put God first in your doings, definitely, trust me, the family will be standing on the rock, innit? So there's no way it's gonna fall. Now you know why kids smoke, innit? They see their parents doing it and they say, oh yeah, that's cool, innit? That's cool. I'm gonna smoke. The other day I saw someone at the age of 12 smoking. Come on, people. What? Seriously? Parents, if you know you're bad, yeah, teach your children the right and the wrong way, you know, so they don't follow your footsteps. If we can minimize all this violence going on, society will be a better place to live in, trust me. Okay, now listen, yeah, like, guys, look, you need to, just because, yeah, you think you're stronger than them, it don't mean you have to beat them up, you know. Like, if you can beat up your wife or your girlfriend, whoever it is, that means you can beat up your own mother, you know? And girls or women, yeah, if you think, yeah, that just because they're being nice to you or they're they're loving to you, take them for granted and then you get on the nerves, no, don't do that. Like, you have to submit to them, show them that you appreciate it, you know? Yeah, just because they're quiet don't mean they can't beat you up. But, like, you know, guys, you need to, like, not beat people up, you know? Stop doing that. God said love your wife. Love your wife and first love the church. So, stop beating people up. It should not be happening. No! There should be reduced amounts of violence, especially domestic violence. Because I can't understand. This is the person you went on the altar, yeah? He said, you love each other to death do you first. So why are you beating yourself up? Please tell me. I don't understand. You know? I don't get it. I can't figure it out. After making the vows at the altar in the presence of witnesses and God, yeah, why are you breaking it in less than how many years you've been in your marriage? You're beating yourself up. What? Look here, like, for real, the fact that you're married to someone or you're going out with them does not give you any right whatsoever to use them as your footman. Are you, like, for real? How are you gonna feel if you're on the other end of the situation? Come on, think about it. Like, you treat people the way you want to be treated, and you want to be respected, well, respect people. And if you respect people, you won't beat them up, will you? You won't, like, always get on the nail and make them snap. Because if you just take a little thing for someone to snap, depending on the kind of person the
Triumph Productions.
Anyway, before we go on, we just want you to listen to this song that I'm going to play for you. So sit back, relax, don't go anywhere. It's
something so strange. Now I'll never be the same. Now I'm ready.
Now I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm living for the glory of God.
It's that time again, give it every damn minute to find my pen. Back on the track with a double time again. I rap to make the dead come alive again, cause I'm done with the dead rap. The paper chase, forget that. I'm on a mission just to bring in a lyrical benefit. Biblical element, better than telling them about heaven. I'm telling them about Christ. He's bringing the yoke up out of the dark side. Human MCs better be ready to die when they dance with the devil in the morning light. Blaine trying to pray the fire, rep Messiah. Till the day that I die, I'm in him in the sky. Yep, he survived. No one ever found the bones and I know why. Cause he's alive.
I can feel the spirit running through my face.
Never
gonna be the same permanent. With the feeling and the spirit is like a full of adrenaline. I remember the day that I let him in. To my life, been living it way better ever since. Coming court to the way for the evidence. I'm a different witness of the major deliverance. How the Lord gave grace and benevolence. Got my chase, got this and it's chasing the evidence. Slash flows. How can I let go when I got more spiritual power than petrol? No. I've been elected by the king who made the greater than heroes. Turning zeros into heroes. I'm burning up like a Nero. He's like a fire in my bones. Kinda like I'm in his holes. I won't stop till it's time to go home and the trumpets blow. Christ in me who leads the way. Give me the daily bread and the bread that I read up whatever that I need today. Cause in the beginning you were living in the eternal light. You were the word in eternity before the day and night made manifest in the flesh. So I suggest especially address the Lord till he resurrected. How did he escape the tomb and every guy witness saw him on the cross at noon? And what happened to the Roman soldier who moved the two-ton tombstone boulder? INTHEBEGINNING was a WORDE. Oh yes, and if you shot then the double edge SWORDE.
Alright, welcome back to the show. That was Dwayne Trump with Never Be The Same. Hope you enjoyed that and I hope it ministered to you. Alright, telling topic domestic violence, you know. Before we listen to the song, we was talking about domestic violence, you know. And now I am going to go over and talking about how do you stop domestic violence. I mean, when you have a problem in your hand, then you think about the possible solutions to it. So now we're gonna be looking about how we can actually stop domestic violence. Instead of dying in silence, you might as well just stop it. So yeah, we're gonna be looking at that in this part. Okay. Now you know you're suffering. Yeah. So what do you do about the suffering that you're going through? But to be honest, yeah, the first thing in anything that you go through, you have to recognize that there is a problem. You know, so many people, they often like disregard that there is a problem in their relationship or marriage because maybe they just don't want to talk about it, innit? But sometimes you have to look at the situation, yeah? Like, some people, they might think the situation is just a constant disagreement. But trust me, that would just soon disappear in the blink of an eye. And sometimes, if this goes on daily and then you just tend to forget what is going on from day to day. You might just think it's normal and get used to it, but no, You don't get used to a problem. Instead, you eradicate it, you solve it, you get rid of it. So, when you recognize that there is a problem, you do not stay quiet. Speak up. Speak up. Don't be afraid to tell a person to stop that he's hurting you or she's hurting you, whatever the case may be. So domestic violence is all about when someone tries to control you, in it, and when someone is trying to manipulate a situation to draw you out of who you actually are, of your personality. So you need to take control of this situation and say, enough is enough, I've had enough of you. And let that person know that you will not deal with your abuse anymore. And then they will either need to get, you either need to get help, or get out of that place because it's not safe for you, is it? You're getting beaten up day in, day out. You're getting abused day in, day out. It's not good, is it? So you need to get out, get away from that person, even though you love that person so much. I know it's going to be tough and challenging, but Trust me, when you have peace of mind, it will all be worth it. Most times, the abuser does not even realize that they're abusing the person that they love, you know? They just look at the situation as a common fight. But in this case, they see no wrong in that they're doing, you know? But if the abuser continues abusing the person, the one that is being abused should go and get help, you know? When you go and get help, like get professional help, it will help solve the problem that's going on, you know? Because you are not the problem, you are the victim. The problem is the constant domestic violence that you are facing every day of your life, which is not good. But you know, sometimes talking don't help some people. So if talking to the abuser does not work and the problem continues, well, you might want to consider telling someone, even though you don't like talking. I know most people, they don't like talking about their problem. Well, I used to be like that. I'd just lock it up in, you know, and it piles up. And one day it explodes, and trust me, it's like this massive explosion, you know. So when you talk to people about situation, they help, you know. I used to hear about this saying that says, a problem shared is a problem half solved, you know, because the load is off your chest, and then they advise you on what to do, you know? So if you've been abused, tell someone. If you've been, if you're going through domestic violence, tell someone, and maybe a close friend or someone who's like trusted, like a relative. But it is really important that you know that you are presently a victim of domestic violence for you to be able to get help, you know? Because, I mean, if you share a problem, I mean, you relieve some of the stress that you have inside you, you know? And you can also get help if you don't let someone know what's going on. Anything can happen to you, from heart attack to like unconsciousness, whatever. So make sure you tell someone that, and they be aware of what you're going through. Don't be embarrassed to tell anyone even though it's a private thing. So you shouldn't be embarrassed to tell people, especially when it has an issue of dealing with violence, you know, because there is a law about that. Well, I'm not into those legal stuff, so I wouldn't mess up. But you should, you know, look it up. Anyways. So another thing you can do, yeah, is to let like the government authorities know, and they will know the specific step to perform and this action to help you in your situation. If you really need help, you know, that you need to get out. You know, like when people disagree a lot, it turns into something else. And then further on that, it turns into something that you will be so shocked that. So just get out if you don't feel safe like this. Just get out. Yeah. Just find somewhere to stay if you don't feel safe in a place. So that like the violence, the stress you go every day. Okay, say for example you go work 9 o'clock in the morning, you come back at home 5 o'clock, your husband beats you up. 6 o'clock, you go to bed, or he keeps on beating you, violates you, he does whatnot to you, and then you're telling me keep quiet. I'm sorry, but like I'm the kind of person that take any rubbish from anyone. I'm not gonna beat you, yeah, but I'll look for help. You get me? So instead of you dying in silence, yeah, just speak up. I know when the worst comes to the worst, the local authorities, they will help resolve this issue, you know? So, yeah. When I used to grow up and I used to hear about this domestic violence, I mean, I never knew like how bad it could get until I didn't experience it myself. I kind of like saw it happening to someone else. I mean, this woman, she's so nice and everything, and then she was getting beaten up by someone you call your fiancé. I mean, come on. I mean, I would not get married to you if it was me anyway. That's just me, innit? But, like, the same things, yeah, that you can't keep quiet about. You don't just walk into a fire and expect not to get burnt. It's not gonna happen, is it? So you need to speak up. Let people know, for the love of God. Let them know, yeah, that this is what you're going through. You're suffering. You need help. You get, when you go and get help, yeah, it helps a lot. Trust me. Like, when I had, like, certain situations going on in my life, I couldn't, like, yeah, I tried not to tell people, but obviously, I'm a kind of person that I can't pretend. Now, if you're my friend, yeah, you will know something is wrong. So it's up to you, okay, fair enough, it's up to me to tell you women, but if you're like my really tight friend, like some of my friends, they know how to get information out of me, and, but that's not the issue, that's like, you know, totally different issue, innit? So, but what I'm trying to say is this, whatever what problem you're going through, whatever it is, please go and get help. I'm begging you, go and get help. And don't die in a situation because in the fact that you're married or you're going out with certain people. Okay, fair enough. If you're going out with someone and they're beating you up, okay, you have the choice to break the relationship. But marriage is for better or for worse, right? If you're a Christian, I haven't actually seen a Christian beating up themselves, you know? Because if you put God first, yeah? You put God first in your relationship, in your marriage. Nothing's gonna go wrong. It's kind of like the story in the Bible said, if your house is founded on the rock, when it rains and the storms come, it's gonna beat on the house, fair enough, you know? But the house is gonna stand strong. So, you get what I'm saying? If you put Jesus in the center of your family, in the center of your marriage, everything is gonna work out good at the end, yeah? Alright. I hope you have enjoyed this topic and you have learned a lot. And so, most of you out there, or should I actually say, all of you out there that are going through one form or another of domestic violence, are willing to take a stand, you know? Take a stand and change your life for good. I would like to say a very big thank you to Faith Child, Victor Zoo, Ottawa, Dwayne Trump, Muiwa, for letting me use this song in my purpose, yeah? And also the people who supported me and encouraged me one way or another during the production of this show. Until next time, when I come around your way, I'll always remember you.
Time for stress. Uh-huh. Waiting, they know me. Now you know, go depress me. God has my witness, and I shall be blessed.
You are, yes, you are. Dream. See, I got made moves in my life.